So we're going to talk right now about Native American tourism, and we've got two special guests with us today, and we're going to let them introduce themselves.
Yes, hello. I'm Jamie Wood. Actually started my career right here in the studio at KOLY several years ago before I joined the military. So a daughter of Mobridge, I'm a Spiree originally. And we are here, I work for the U.S. Small Business Administration now. I'm based out of Sioux Falls. And we're here today. I have a great colleague and friend out of Washington, D.C. from George Washington University with me today. And her name is Diane Wallace. And this past week in South Dakota, we've been doing some tours of tribal lands, all to advance and support Native Americans in South Dakota with tribal tourism. And so this is an initiative that a multi-year initiative that we've been working on to support, you know, economic growth in South Dakota, including growing the interest and awareness of Native tourism possibilities, but also working with Native Americans to prepare for tourism and the economic growth opportunity that comes with it. So we've been working on this for several years together. There's an alliance called the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance. It includes the 9 tribes of South Dakota. It includes local, state, and federal government, and then also nonprofit organizations and for-profit organizations, for instance, like tours, tour businesses, but also the mom and pop shops that support tourism along the way, the gas stations, the restaurants, the art institutions or organizations, and et cetera. So we're really excited to seeing some growth in South Dakota, and Diane is here. I'm going to let you jump in, Diane, and talk a little bit about the George Washington University Initiative. It's part of a Department of Interior grant that George Washington has had for the past few years to work with the South Dakota tribes.
So good morning, and I'm so happy to be here with my colleague Jamie, and we're just promoting the heck out of Native tourism. So we have started George Washington University. I work within the School of Business, and it's the International Institute for Tourism Studies, and we have been collaborating and forming partnerships throughout Native lands, from Alaska to Oregon to Arizona, New Mexico, and North Dakota. And now we have, we're on the very cusp of launching everything here in South Dakota. So we're super excited. And it's been a wonderful collaboration, even among the 9 tribes, as well as all of these different organizations that Jamie just referenced. It's just been really wonderful to have everybody come together.
So what's the major difference? I have a little brother that lives in Oregon. He works closely with the Umatilla tribe there. What's the major difference between Oregon and South Dakota, or Alaska and South Dakota?
So there's not really too many differences. And I think that that's the most important thing that we're learning is that, we're all people, and just the ability to come together and kind of troubleshoot and brainstorm some of the issues that we're all encountering, especially with the onset of COVID and travel restrictions that were associated with that. And people had a great desire to go out into, just the national parks got overrun. And all of that kind of thing. And so just being able to open up the tribal lands to where, it's a little bit more welcoming for everyone to come on to the land, and then to learn more about, maybe why they weren't coming to those areas. It's super important to address all of that.
Now, you say you're with the business department. I imagine there's a lot of history department involvement and collaboration with this as well.
So one of the things that I specialize in is cultural heritage tourism. And so that's what the International Institute for Tourism Studies, that's what we focus on. We also have part of our core values is sustainable travel, helping destinations to develop programs to where, there isn't over-tourism, and kind of educating people on why some areas travel has not necessarily been encouraged. And then also giving kind of the voice to people that have been underserved by tourism. So,
and on the South Dakota side, we see a lot of different things pop up in the media now about certain reservations in mm-hmm. the state and the different tribes and the poverty level and stuff. How will this help the tribes themselves?
Well, tourism is good for everybody economically, but also just to increase cultural and historical awareness and to take ownership back of the narrative, you know, of about all of South Dakota. I spend a lot of my time thinking about, but also trying to frame out across South Dakota the importance for all of South Dakota on why Native American tourism needs to be brought into the fold more to increase these chances for economic opportunity for all people. Another part that's a piece of the puzzle that's really important, and being from Mobridge originally, I've never, you know, forgotten this. It's been over 30 years since I've lived in Mobridge, but I still have relatives and I come up here and I like to fish and be with the people. I feel at home when I'm here. But there's a border town piece to this that's very important, too. And Mobridge is a border town to tribal lands, as are many, you know, Lemon and Winner and Wagner and, you know, just some of these other great communities that are close to or on tribal lands. Maybe the population, the demographic is mostly non-native. However, natives may live there as well, and they may do a lot of commerce there. It's very important for the border towns like Mobridge and other, you know, places around tribal lands to be a part of that narrative and to be supportive and to realize that there's mutual growth and prosperity, there's reconciliation and healing, there's the future opportunity for everybody to garner, you know, some sort of benefit from. And it feels good. It feels better to be a holistic South Dakota than it does, you know, to be divisive and continue, you know, rhetoric and action that just pull people apart. And so I think part of the healing for South Dakota, and I've lived around the world, I've worked in many places and visited over 50 countries. And so it's really interesting, you know, to me, being from South Dakota, to come back and, you know, after being out of here for 30 years and kind of see some of the behaviors that we have here are very similar to what were going on, you know, decades ago. And it's time to be in the present, acknowledge the past, and act in a way that is mutually conducive for all people for the future. We have a lot to gain, and we're much stronger together. And it's just been such an amazing journey just in the last 4 years I've been back in South Dakota to see this advancement through the George Washington University and Department of Interior, you know, the initiative to advance the Native tourism, and how this area right here is just, you know, the home area of, you know, historical people like Sitting Bull, for instance. How intricate and how deep-rooted this place is right here for South Dakota history. And there's a lot to be gained for Mobridge, other border town communities, but definitely for the tribal lands. So we're really pleased to see the traction. And the first tour bus of international guests is headed to South Dakota in May.
Wow.
So this is the first time. And, you know, a lot of states, and Diana and I have spent a lot of time talking about this. We've been on the road for the last 4 days across South Dakota and visited many tribal lands. But we had a lot of conversations about how, you know, many other states have already started doing this decades ago. You know, and there's a healing, you know, kind of with that, but also there's prosperity. And so we're excited to see this happening in South Dakota. Any other thoughts on that?
Well, and just to go back to your previous question about the poverty and the economic impact, one other aspect of cultural heritage tourism is not necessarily the focus on the economics of it, but more of we refer to it as the ROE instead of the ROI. It's the return on emotion. So it gives, groups that have not necessarily had a voice, it gives them the opportunity to control the narrative and to tell their story. And I think that that's super important. And we have we've witnessed that over the last 4 days of, different groups just really honing in on what the story is and having a different perspective. So I think that that's going to be super exciting, especially for the international travelers that are coming in to sort of hear both sides of the story and then to take with it what they want and maybe go back to wherever they're from and, you know, talk about, oh, well, when I was in South Dakota, you know, this is what I heard and this is what I saw. And, you know, one aspect is they are going to see some things that are somewhat negative. But it's talking about those things. It's bringing it to the forefront and also, like I said, getting both sides as to why it looks the way that it does or some of the social issues that are affecting those areas, talking about the history of it.
One of the things I did years ago is I worked really closely with Honor Flight, sending World War II veterans to the memorial in Washington, D.C., so we as a group recorded interviews with some of the veterans, and we had no idea at the time how important and how wonderful those interviews were. So we sent those on to the Library of Congress, and I think they're still there in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and people can access them. This seems to me to be a perfect opportunity to talk to tribal elders, tribal leaders, and put their thoughts into something like that. So somebody outside of South Dakota or has never lived near a reservation can hear those stories and say, man, I want to go visit.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance has done is they've tried to start to put together those videos. So you can go to their website and check that out. There is a wonderful elder and storyteller, and he and his daughter actually have a tour operation that's based out of Pine Ridge. And just to hear him tell the story of Wounded Knee, you know, everyone, it's a very emotional journey. So, you know, I think that there's been several issues and obstacles as to why things have not been recorded. But I think that we are moving beyond those now at this point. And with the, you know, all the social media channels and just the way that we can communicate now and the technology that's available, it is so important to just get a recording of, you know, even your parents or your grandparents or your children at different phases of life, just talking about, you know, how they grew up and what was around them. I had the opportunity this morning to go to breakfast with Jamie's parents and, you know, just the level of information that I got from that. I mean, that's priceless.
Yes.
No bias included whatsoever.
Well, I have to say you have an amazing family and I love them to death.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, I think another thing, we were talking about this earlier too, and it's important to understand because Mobridge is one of these towns that we really rely on not only agriculture, but tourism, those dollars that come into the area. And it's the same for any area. But, you know, there's data that shows every dollar that comes in to a town will turn around about seven times. And you think about what that impact is locally for a rural area or even, you know, an urban area, but South Dakota as a whole. And we want to make sure those dollars that come in, especially from out of state, that they do come in and there's a great experience, but the spend, because when people come in and they tour, they expect, you know, good service, they expect adventure, they expect to be wowed in a way and to have a very enriching, you know, experience that makes them always remember South Dakota, for instance. So the work that we're doing is really to help some of these ruralest of rural communities, which are tribal lands and places like Mobridge, to professionalize in that tourism space. The Small Business Administration that I work for, we provide free and confidential, you know, business support and technical assistance that's paid for by taxpayers' dollars. So we're trying to get in every nook and cranny and make sure everybody understands that if they have an entrepreneurial mindset, they have what they need to be a good business person and provide that top-notch, you know, tourism experience. So it's just really great to see South Dakota moving in this direction.
So if people want more information on the study that you're doing from George Washington or the South Dakota Business Administration, How do they go about that?
So for the SBA, you can always find us at sba.gov/South Dakota, all one word. And there's a lot of business assistance information. There's a calendar of events for training, business trainings and webinars and speaking, you know, engagements. And that's open to all businesses from all backgrounds. But also, Diane mentioned the Native Tourism site. So if you go, if you just put in your favorite, whatever your favorite search engine is, whether it's Google or something else, Bing maybe, you just type in South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance and it's going to come up with that, that website. And on that, please do go check that out because it is amazing. And there's even an etiquette guide, which we all can use. I've been learning leaps and bounds of information that has helped me so much on, you know, when we bring our Western, and when I say West, you know, Western, I mean like kind of a non-native business practice and culture of even how we speak. And I've learned, you know, how the etiquette is in tribal lands. And that makes me a better communicator. It makes them more open and apt to share and break down some barriers. So that's been good. So look for the etiquette. And then also like there's the powwow circle that's coming up. Everybody's invited to attend powwows. Anybody from any background can go to those. And that's the great celebration. It's related to celestial. You know, we had a great learning experience this week talking about how the stars, you know, and the timeline for the calendar between the winter and summer solstice. And very interesting how this, you know, lays out. And hearing some of these stories entices me to participate even more and learn about our rich culture. And tell them how to get a hold of your information with George Washington.
So I'm actually going to direct them to the website for the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance. So it's sdnativetourismalliance.org. And the reason I want to push people to that site is we really would like to enhance all of the resources that are available there and publicize it more so that people do realize that there is an etiquette guide. That's one of the things that we are encouraging any of the tour operators that are going to start to run these tours, that every day before they go on to the tribal lands that they're showing just the small video. We want this to go very, very well, and we want everybody to be comfortable and feel like they're in a safe space and they can ask whatever questions that they want to ask and that type of a thing. But also, you know, there's a way of approaching some of those topics. But, you know, the tribes have really done the work with trying to prepare for all of this. And so I'm so excited. I can't even explain how excited I am to see what the feedback is after the first group comes through. And that's going to be in mid-May. And then they're going to continue throughout for this first go around. It's sort of a trial run, but they will be running from May until October. And so after that concludes, we'll have a better idea as to some of the things that we can hone in on and try to really perfect and expand and all that kind of thing. So, you know, just coming to Mobridge and seeing the opportunities that are available here, I was like, oh, we can do fishing and we can, you know, all these different things that that you can bring into a tour product. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This tour will be going to Standing Rock and Cheyenne River as well. So that's right in the back, you know, it's the neighborhood right close to us. And so we're really excited about it. But thanks so much for sharing some of your time.
Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. And that's our afternoon conversation.